Be monitored.
VWA mobile.
VWA, this is KC4HAN, Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November. Good evening, Mr. Steve.
That's you?
Yes.
There this evening, bud. I figured this would be just about your supper hour, or you'd be finished with supper.
Not necessarily my supper hour. This is my playlist, my new muzzle rig hour, and I hang out with my friend hour. He's getting a good demonstration of 2 meter VHF ham radio operation. It's
ham raw sauce.
Cool, man. That's good. That's good. Hey, maybe we'll be adding another ham radio operator to our legion.
Yeah, maybe. He said that he seems to enjoy watching me do it.
He's mounting down a little bit of the trailer. It reminds me of the CBs a lot.
Yeah. It's a little different than CB radios, but yeah.
A little bit higher, right? A little higher level.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Down low.
Oh, my God. Just got this radio. We went and had somebody help me install it in my truck. I finally have gotten a hold of a Kenwood TNZ-71A. And may I just say, so far, I am impressed by the performance of this radio. It is unreal.
Oh, that's a fine radio, bud. And let me tell you something else, too. The audio on it's good and clean, isn't it?
Goodness, absolutely. Absolutely. I ain't getting, you'll be driving through areas and you'll get a little noise, but, that's normal. But, I'm just sitting here right now, it sounds you can't even hear no crap, snap or pop. It's just crystal clear.
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, hold the microphone about, 18 inches to 2 feet away from your mouth, and let me hear it.
KC4HAN.
That was absolutely perfect. So just hold the microphone a little bit away from your mouth, and that way you won't be overdriving it. It's absolutely clear. It sounds perfect. Full quieting. All right, you got you a good radio there, Chandler.
Yes, sir. I'm so excited. Steve, I've been wanting one of these radios. This exact radio, I've wanted it for maybe 2 or 3 years. And when Kenwood stopped making the model, I was disappointed. And, recently I got lucky. I got a hold of one. And it seems like it's gonna work out really well. I still need to hook up an antenna analyzer, make sure everything looks right, But I'll say for right now, it's doing pretty decent.
I don't know about checking the SWR on it, but let me just tell you, bud, you got really good clean signal on that thing. Congratulations. So, what else has been going on with you? You been behaving yourself, working hard?
I've been working. This heat's been bogging me down, and of course, I don't like having to drive back and forth to Spartanburg every day. That's a lot.
From where you live, you got to go through 85 and 385 Malfunction Junction every morning, don't you?
That's correct. That is correct. And the slowdowns in the evening are worse.
I tell you what, now you're living over at Easley? At what time do you start home in the evenings?
Depends on the construction crew that we're flagging for, but lately we've been getting off about 5:30 and I ain't gotten home till 6:30, 7 o'clock, so it's that should tell you anything.
I just don't know that there's a good way to come across there. I was going to say you could try Wade Hampton Boulevard, you know, Highway 29 through there, and it moves, but it moves slow too in the evenings. But at least you'd be running against the flow of traffic. In the morning, traffic flows into Greenville. In the evening, traffic flows out of Greenville. So, you know, you might want to try that.
And it's not bad, but it's not much better either. I mean, it's what it is. It's not perfect, but it gets me home and to work, so I'm thankful for that. But sometimes it's just not easy. So when I get to that slowdown on 85, it usually starts right at the Pelham Road exit. I could get up on Pelham Road, take a left on the 14, and just keep going to where Pelham Road turns right at the red light. And you go back there close to Fox, Carolina, in the Top Golf course, and I'll get back on to the I-85 North Ramp, and then I'll get off on exit 42 at Stone Avenue, and from there it's just 47.
There's always a workaround. Well, Bud, I'm just about to pull back into the hacienda. I've been down at my daughter and son-in-law's installing them a new sink. And, sheesh, some of these new half-angled things, they got, you know how you go into the restroom and some of these big fancy gas stations and they got the thing you just pass your hand under the nozzle and it turns on and off? Well, they got one of those things. I tell you what, they're uptown. It's got the sprayer built into it and all that stuff, and I installed it this evening for them. So I'm going to go home and sprawl out, see if I can't catch me some peach cobbler my wife would have made me. So, well, listen, you have a good evening, and encourage your friend there. Maybe we'll get somebody else on here. So I'll talk to you soon. KN4 VWA, I'll be clear after your final, Chandler.
Dear Mr. Steve, it's a pleasure talking to you. KC4HKN73 from my good buddy Steve, KN4VWA. I'll be monitoring.